Okay, so we left off yesterday. Rashi right up in the final touches on the sugya of Mezuzah Chavas Adar. We got into the sugya of Mezuzah Chavas Adar because we were really discussing Bdikas Chametz. To remind us, we're still learning Mesechus Pesachim, but we got really, really sidetracked in terms of Mezuzah in a good way. So we were discussing the fact that the Chiyah Mezuzah definitely applies to the Soichah, not to the Masker. And the reason being, why the tenant has to pay for the Mezuzah, not the landlord, is because Mezuzah Chavas Adar, Mezuzah revolves around the person living in the house. We've been discussing big machlekes, and we showed him whether Mezuzah Chavas Adar means that the dira itself is a mechayev midaraisa, and there is no requirement of ownership min haTorah for the Mezuzah. But I say no, that the dira is important in the sense of the dira is a poter of the maskir. The dira is not alone min haTorah mechayev. In order to be chayev Mezuzah, you need dira plus beisecha. So this basic role of Mezuzah Chavas Adar that Dira plays in terms of Hilchos Mezuzah has almost been intertwined now with another principle in Hilchos Mezuzah, and that's the notion of Mezuzah somehow having a dimension of Shmira. Now, when I talk about Mezuzah having a dimension of Shmira, what I mean is really in the halachic sense. It's not just a drush, it's not just a nice, a nice sermon. This is a pi halacha. The fact that Mezuzah is playing a role in terms of Shmira Sabayis, that is setting some of the guidelines, some of the parameters on a level of deraisa as to some of the intricacies of the dinim of mezuzah. And we've seen this time and time again. We saw this first in our sugya, where Rashi said that the reason why mezuzah chavas adar is because it's l'shmira. And how do we know it's l'shmira? Because the Torah says, beisecha derech biyascha, the Torah describes the person who's walking into the house. Everything revolves around the person who's going into the house. So that means when you go into the house, you need the shmira of the house to take place. So that din gufa, that din of biyascha, is the source for the halachic Torah principle of shmiras habayis. And that in turn is what creates the model for us, mezuzah chavas adar. So shmira is the engine that's driving mezuzah chavas adar, according to Rashi. Tosha says a similar thing, and it was in a fascinating sense. We go back for a moment, back to the third of the Marmakomos. The Tosha is discussing why is it that, at least according to one opinion, why is it that there is no drasha of Beisecha Lamait and the house isn't yours? That style of drasha, where the Torah says Ksuscha, the garment is yours, borrowed garment is not chavetz min haTorah. If other drushas that the item has to belong to you, how come we don't find the parallel drusha when it comes to mezuzah? So Tosafot has a startling statement about this. Back to the third of the Marmor comments for a moment. So Tosafot says it's the fifth line in Tosafot. Tosafot getting along behind the timer. Behind the timer, the lom istaber kra lemiyute bayis acherim came into l'shimer avid loshna. So Tosafot says as follows. We have this word Beisecha, and quite frankly, we don't know what to do with it. The word Beisecha can be understood in one of two ways. Either it can be understood to exclude a house that's not yours, or Beisecha can be that it teach me that you require going through the right, to put your right foot first, namely the right side is where the mezuzah is put, not on the left side. So I have one of two drushes, each one a possible legitimate drushes. How do I know which direction to go? How do I know which drusha to make? So first of all, it's a fascinating Tosfos, this one-liner, because what Tosfos is really saying is that, we know this from many Gemaras, very often the drushas were given to us in the way that the Rambam elaborates upon this in his introduction to Perashat Mishnayos, that much of Tosha Bapeh was given to us, Mamish, Ish Rapisha, Mesh Rabbeinu, in the sense of verbatim tradition. The Tosha Bachsav was obviously dictated to Mesh Rabbeinu word for word. The basic details of the Tosha Bapeh were given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Harsinai, had a shecht, and what the basic tourists of the Malachas are, and how to build a mikvah, and how to fill in, and what the sukkah looks like, and what the dalamidim are, and the basic ABCs of the Tosha Bapeh were nimsa to Moshe Rabbeinu and Harsinai. However, the Rambam says in great length about this, that many of the details of the drushes in Chazal were not per se given to Moshe Rabbeinu, rather what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu was the mechanism, how to create those drushes, the wherewithal to make a Kal V'Chomer. The particular Kal V'Chomer was part of the Messiah, the particular of how to make Kal V'Chomers, what constitutes a Kal V'Chomer, what's not a good Kal V'Chomer, etc. And once the Beis Din decides that this is the correct application of the Kal V'Chomer, that is a din d'oraisa, and that Kal V'Chomer becomes part of course, of the Talmud explains you can have machlokes. The one Talmud says it's a good Kal V'Chomer, the other one says it's not a good Kal V'Chomer. If it was a pure halacha mashma sinai as to the details of every Kal V'Chomer, so then you wouldn't have machlokes about that. The Rambam says this multiple times in Tavanut Perash Mishnayos, that when you have a lot of drushes, so the mechanism of the drushes were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you extract things from Sukkim were given? But since the drushes were given to Midas and Basav Adam, if we have different opinions, how to do things, that's what Kippot, Muchad, Dov, Mishpot, that's what we have Machlaikis, you follow, go to the Beis Din, follow Rav, etc. So here also, we have a word Beis Echa, and there are multiple possible ways of interpreting that word Beis Echa. It's not like there was an absolute tradition, it's this way versus that way. That's what Tosfos says, that Beis Echa could potentially mean L'mayit Bayi She'ena Shaloi. On the other hand, Beis Echa could also not mean that. And we're trying to figure out what is the correct way of Darshei Beis Echa. Well, how does the Rebbe Shalom want us to go into this drasha? So when you drashas are not for your average person, it's all about for Chazal. So when Chazal darshan something, they have to take to the table their entire understanding of Darshei Beis Echa, be able to understand how do you apply it properly to this particular case. So here you have the word Beis Echa. So I know that there are 50 cases in Halacha where the word Shalcha means Shalcha Lamait somebody else's. On the other hand, I also have this factor of mezuzah of Shmira. I have this notion of Shmira, and the fact that mezuzah is an Indian of Shmira, that's going to trump what the drasha would have been. That's what Tosha said, that Mistabaluhu Kro Lamait Baisachem, Lo Mistabal Lamait Baisachem. It doesn't make any sense to use Baisach in the classic way, because there's something didn't prati luchos mezuzah, that concept prati of shmirah that prevented me from doing it. So it's a fascinating taisvus that you see that it's only because Chazal are able to bring to the table their entire understanding, their deeper understanding of the details of this halacha, as well as kol tarakula, in order to understand how to apply properly. So it's like the mashal of the v'dayme, like in medicine, in certain cases called the textbook cases. The guy comes to the hospital, presents with symptom A, B, C, D. It's an no-brainer. Anyone can figure out what he has. Very often it's not that. Very often a person comes with confusing symptoms and contradictory potential diagnoses, and they try to figure out who's going to make the correct diagnosis. A person who Mikoshi he's finishing up medical school. He hasn't seen 10,000 other kinds of cases yet. So it's going to be much, much more difficult for him to make the correct diagnosis. You have to have a good understanding of the cases. You have to have a good understanding of everything. You have to really have a breadth of knowledge in order to be able to diagnose something that's not 100% clear. So Lahavdil, that's what Tosha says. The word Beisecha is not clear. It's not poshut what Beisecha means. Beisecha could have meant one way. Beisecha could have meant something else. So Chazal has to assess. And they understood that mezuzah has this idea of shmira to it. And the idea of shmira is going to almost push them in the direction to make the other diagnosis, to say that Beisecha doesn't mean l'may b'ayishen shaloi. Because if you're the dar, so then you need the shmira. So we've seen already time and time again that shmira is a keveya in terms of the intricacies of hilchas mezuzah. And we saw it yesterday also. We saw that going back for a minute back to the Rashi for the fifth of the Ramakrimis, the Rashi was talking about the shaila if you have a house together with a non-Jew. The Jew and non-Jew own a house together. So based on the regular rules of halacha, we probably should have said l'mayit goy. The beisecha is a kind of a word, is a kind of a phrase that tends to exclude non-Jewish partnership. But the Rashba said at the top of the fifth paragraph, it can be nearly the mishum chay mezuzah of sedari with the shmir asuya afilu shutvus enochi yisrael adar b'tzach shmir. Plus it's tough. Sorry, there's no way we could possibly darshan to exclude a non-Jew, that should have been the derech malach. That would have been the correct diagnosis of the word. That's what should have happened, but it can't be. There's something staring us in the face, and what's staring us in the face is the notion, the requirement for shemira. So when all the dust settles, we have a recurring theme in Rishonim about just how what a halachic role shemira sabayis is playing in terms of the details, the intricacies of Hilchos Mezuzah. But all of a sudden, everything's about to change. Because we're not so sure that all the Rishonim even buy into this notion of Shmira, lock, stock, and barrel. So we take a look at the eighth of the Mamikomas. The Rambam has a very, very strong presentation about a practice that was prevalent in his day. We don't really have it anymore. We have a very, very watered down extension of it today, but it was a practice that was prevalent in the days of the Rambam, and the Rambam was extremely, extremely upset about it. And to understand why the Rambam was so upset about it, we'll shed some light. The Rambam, the 8th of the Rambam, comes in because Mezuzah Brakeelah Chadalan. Minik Poshut, Shekosun al Mezuzah Mebachutz, Kenegan Arevach Shebein Parsha LaParsha, Shakai. The aim is a hefset l'fishu mibachutz. The Rambam says that there's a standard custom that on the outside of the mezuzah, opposite the little break, there's a little bit of a revach, there's a little bit of a blank space between the two parshas inside. So corresponding to the outside of the mezuzah, the minhag is to write the Shem Hashem of Shakai, and that's okay, says the Rambam. You don't lose anything by doing it. You don't get the impression the Rambam there's any great need to do it either. But the Rambam is not upset about it because it's mibachutz. It doesn't detract. It doesn't affect the kashas of the mezuzah because it's not in the mezuzah proper. It's on the back of the mezuzah. Aval, says the Rambam. Eilu shekaisim mibefinim. There are some people who had the practice of writing other things in the mezuzah proper. So around the text of the klaf, they would add all other kinds of words. What did they write? Shemus hamalochim. Either in names of the Rebbe Shalom or angels' names, or Pesuk, they were added other Pesukim, Ochel Samas, all kind of different, amulets and stuff, Maiselach, and different kinds of things inside the mezuzah proper. The Rambam says, Harehim Bechla Misha Elam Chelek Olam Haba. The Rambam says, you can use Olam Haba for that. I mean, why? Hold on. What are you using Olam Haba for? What are you doing exactly? What's so terrible about what these people are doing? The Rambam goes on for the following. She'elu ha-tipshim. These people are foolish. I mean, being foolish is not a good thing, but you generally don't lose all half of being a fool. So what is the Rambam so upset about? Lo dai lehem shebitlu ha-mitzvah. So he said, first of all, they lost out the mitzvah. They're not yet to the mitzvah. Why are they not yet to the mitzvah? So the Rambam apparently is learning that a change in the inside of the mezuzah, extraneous letters and words and malach and maisalach inside the text of the mezuzah itself are a posel. They invalidate the mezuzah. It's almost like a little bit like a baptosif kind of a din to some extent. That the Torah says that mezuzah means the following. This is the definition of mezuzah. It has to start with Shema and end with Kriyas Shema v'Aretz. If you start adding other words, so that disqualifies the mezuzah. That's chesed mo'ed. That's not like Pashut, 100% of that's true, but okay, that in of itself also is not going to be such a tragedy. I mean, it's not a good thing to lose out the mitzvah mezuzah, but relatively speaking, one wouldn't expect the Rambam to be coming down so hard on that. But what's really, really, really concerning the Rambam is the next part. Elisha asu mitzvah gedayla. What these tibshim, what these fools did is they took a gevaldige mitzvah. This is a very, very special mitzvah. Why is it so special? Shehi yichud Hashem shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mezuzah is a shvare. That's Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, the Ahavasai, and the fact that we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the main thrust of the first parasha, the Ahavda. We have Avedasai, and Avdu B'chol Avavcha, Avedis Hashem, all the lessons that are found in the Mezuzah, the highest of the high in terms of our aspirations of Avedis Hashem. What do people do with these things? They turn them into Kilu Kmeya. Shohanos Atzman. They turned it into like an amulet to make a few dollars. They made it turn into an amulet that they should feel safe at night. They turned it into an amulet of nonsense and putting in angels and magical stuff and all kind of stuff, and thereby taking a mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu and turning into a four leaf clover, turn into a rabbit's foot. It should be a good luck charm. And some people that never, they don't know, so they wear this mezuzah around their neck as good luck charms. So the Rambam says they took a mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, they passed the mitzvah. That's chabatur, it's a half a problem. But they, rather than just passing the mitzvah, they turned the whole notion of shmiras and mitzvahs into some kind of a game, some kind of a superstition, good luck charm. Rambam says it's a terrible, terrible thing. People with foolish hearts, they think that the goal of mitzvahs is to simply be something to give you a good luck, to bring you good fortune. So that's a very, very non-Jewish concept, very superstitious kind of a concept. And it's a terrible, terrible zionist to the mitzvahs of Hashem's Barach. And that could potentially lead a person, it's quite a strong rabbi. So again, we are not advocating in any shape or form writing other psukim and things and malachim into the text of the mezuzah proper. That's not a goal right now. But what we're asking in the Rambam is that the Rambam, in describing his pleasure, to say the least, with this practice, the Rambam almost like highlighted the fact that a mezuzah is for one purpose and one purpose alone. Yichud Hashem Yisbarach, I've also said, mitzvah is mezuzah. The goal of the mezuzah, you want to know what the tam mitzvah mezuzah is. Mezuzah is there to remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avosah, v'tamudah, v'abadosah, yichudah. That's the goal of mezuzah. The Rambam is comparing and contrasting and coming down very, very harsh and saying that there's nothing in the mezuzah that impacts Havli Ha'olam, nothing that impacts Hanos Atzman, none of that in Luchos Mezuzah. Wait a second. There's nothing of that in Luchos Mezuzah? Again, I am not recommending to put names Malachim and things into the mezuzah, but there's nothing of that in Luchos Mezuzah. There's no dimension, there's no aspect of Luchos Mezuzah that relates in a sense to Olam Hazeh. There's no aspect of Luchos Mezuzah that's a Shmira dimension. We saw Rashi said that there's an idea of Shmira in Luchos Mezuzah. We saw Taisa said it. We saw Rashi said it. We saw Rishayim who are quoting time and time again the notion of mezuzah is part of the mitzvah, is for Shmira. So again, I'm not saying that those Rishayim are advocating putting Malachim's names into it, but that theory that we developed, we collected from Rishayim, from Rashi, not so good from Taisus, from the Rashba, that there is a dimension of Shmiras, Olam Hazeh, so to speak, in the mezuzah, and therefore, this is the Chavos Hadar, and therefore, with the Goy, you need it, and therefore, you die. All the different conclusions that the Rishayim drew the halacha. We're working with the premise that there is an idea of Shmira on the mezuzah, and the Rambam seems to be machin avek, seems to be completely ignoring it and saying that there's none of that stuff exists in Uchaz mezuzah. So the emes is that the Rambam is a little bit difficult, because the fact that mezuzah has a certain, that Shmira has a certain role in Uchaz mezuzah, was not something made up by the Rishayim in that sugya. As the Kesef Mishnah already points out, the last of the Mamre Kremes, number 9, the Kesef Mishnah points out that this is not a foreign concept. This is not a superstitious Goyish concept that there's an idea of Shmir and Mezuzah. This is grounded and rooted in Chazal. So because the Mishnah says, Kosef HaRamach, Ramach was a Moshe Kohen. He was from one of the Rabbanim from Provence, in southern France, and he used to actually, the Rabbanim in Provence used to correspond with the Rambam. So Kosef HaRamach, the Masechet Zavei Dezer Mashma, the Hadom Unklus the Gunda the Ramoy, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa Mezuzah Lishma Yisrami Bachutz. This famous story about Unklus the Ger. So he explained to the Roman person who had come, the guard who had come to cause trouble, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching the Jewish homes. So the Unklus explained to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not literally found in the mezuzah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is found in the mezuzah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shown with about him. He watches the Jewish homes through the vehicle of the mezuzah, so to speak. So comes the Ramach and asks again, the Ram, how can you make light of the fact that mezuzah is for Shmira? I'm not advocating, says the Ramach, to start writing Malachim's name in the mezuzah. Maybe there are other reasons why should we be doing that. Maybe that apostles the mezuzah. But to say that the mezuzah has no sheiches to Olam Hazeh, no sheiches to Shmira Sabayis, to say that that's a foreign superstitious concept, that's not true. The Gemara says, the famous uncle was told that to the Roman. So the Kesavisha says he doesn't think that that's a kasha. Why? The Ein Zotayna. I'm sorry. The Ramach says no. The Ramach says maybe you can refute this proof. The Unklus who the Amalu Lach Shavina Yisrael Hakadosh Shere. You can bring me a raya halacha for what Unklus told the Goy. Unklus was told talking to the Romans, and Unklus was also a non-Jewish. He converted, so he was a ger. He understood the non-Jewish mentality. So Unklus is trying to explain to the non-Jews. He's writing up, they're interviewing him on the news. And he's trying to ask him, so tell me, Unklus, what's that little schmitchik that the Jews have in the house? Oh, let me explain it to you. It keeps our houses safe. Oh, okay. The non-Jews can accept that. We have that idea. We have our rabbit's foot in our folded clothes. We got that. So Unklus is just explaining to him something that the non-Jew, the pagan Roman will understand. It says the Ramach, you want to tell me truthfully that the mezuzah is for Shmira? So that's crazy. Shmira. I mean, we state in Chumash that mezuzah is for Shmira. Where did that idea come from? No such thing. So comes the Kesef Mishnah and says that even though the Ramach seemed to have done a good job to defend the Rambam, that there is no source in Chazal, at least in that Maim Chazal, with Unkelos, any authentic source that mezuzah plays a role in terms of Shmira. Says against the Mishnah, that particular Gemara may fall by the wayside, but there's another source. So the response of Unklus was not, I'm sorry, the response of the Ramach was not correct. Now, Habib Perka Koimitz, there's a discussion with his previous old friend from the pagan world. The Gemara, the Perka Koimitz got mezuzah, tzorcha nicha betefach asabach l'shizarabim. The Gemara says that when you set up the mezuzah, you have to put the mezuzah in the tefach asabach l'shizarabim, in the tefach closest to the outside. You have to put it on the mezuzah, on the doorpost. You're supposed to, at least the chachila, put it on the outermost part of the doorpost. Why is that? I'm Rav Huna, my timer. Kihechi de tinterei. He says, because that way the mezuzah, so to speak, well, not the mezuzah, literally itself, wash, but the Baruch Hu will wash the entire house. If you put the mezuzah further into the doorpost, and then the first 6 inches of the doorway, I know maybe you'll fall and trip and get hurt there. So in order to make sure that the entire doorway, including the entire house, is safe and sit and sound, so therefore the din is at least the chachila, put the mezuzah at the very, very beginning. Wait a second. This is a halacha. Rav Huna is not telling you a bubamites. He's not telling you a superstition. He's not telling you some sermon for Tamiya Mitzvahs and Shabbos morning. It's passing a shaila lochle ma'aser over the state of shulchan aruch mezuzah that lechetchil you have to put the mezuzah on the outermost part of the doorway, and the reason Rav Huna gives is kihechid nitarei, that it should watch the whole house. So how can you ignore the fact that there's an Indian of shmira in the mezuzah? How can you say that it was just Unkelus telling a story to his pagan friends? How can you tell me that the Rambam is negating and saying there's no shmira, no shmira, no shmira? It can't be. No shmira. Of course, there's an Indian of shmira. The Gemara says feirish. So comes the Kesef Mishnah and he rephrases what exactly the role of shmira is. The kach tzarch leimar, the inochi nami sheh mezuzah shomeres anayis. There is a notion of shmira in uchas mezuzah. That is correct. Kishi ksuva kitikuna, and the mezuzah is written properly. And here the Kesef Mishnah gives you, I guess, what we call like a Litvish version, a Misnagdish version. I don't mean in a derogatory sense at all to the Chassidim. I'm saying it's a very, very lumdish word as to what the Shmir is. Lo hamalochem aksuvim babi b'fnim. It's a kosher mezuzah that does the Shmirah, not some games of having malochem's names on the mezuzah. That, if anything, not only will the apostle the mezuzah, that'll detract the Shmirah. Because the Shmirah doesn't come from the names of malochem. The Shmirah comes from the Shmirah HaMitzvah. So if the mitzvah is going to be impacted, you're not going to be yaitzeh because it's about taisif, whatever it is. So that's going to detract from the shmir as well. And now here's the guest mishnah's punchline. Vegam ain't a kavana basiyasa lishma habayis. He said when you put up that mezuzah, if you are having in mind he mucham zubinai, my house should be safe. That is wrong. That is incorrect. That is not the reason why you put up a mezuzah. Ella sarach sheyichavein lekayim mitzvah zekodesh baruch hu. The goal of putting a mezuzah is hini mucham zum zeh shteit in the heilige tayruch saftam a mezuzah pzeach v'sherecha. That is the only reason why I'm putting up the mezuzah. And by the way, memeila nimshach shetishma bayis. And then memeila, what will happen? The outcome will be shmir sabayis. So what the Kesef Mishnah is almost saying, I think with the Rambam, is that the shmir sabayis is not really part of the mitzvah. The shmir sabayis is the outcome of the mitzvah. Means the goal is to do the mitzvah. That's I have to fulfill self misherecha. It happens to be that not that the mezuzah is going to have any kind of mystical, magical protection. It's the schus mitzvah is going to have a protection. I'll tell you a secret. I'm not sure that much different than any other schus mitzvah. A person puts on tefillin. All the mitzvahs, the schus mitzvahs protect the person. What else protects a person from anything in this world? Of course, the schus mitzvahs protect the person. So according to the Kesef Mishnah's almost watered down version of the Shmira is not a direct correlation of that I'm doing the mezuzah for Shmira. That's not what's happening. Rashi sounded a little bit like that. Taisa sounded a little bit like Rashi, a little bit like that. Again, I don't know to what degree they said that. Those Rishayim who are saying that we're going to paskin up who is Chayim and who's Potter for mezuzah, whether the mezuzah of a sadar, whether you put up a mezuzah when you're sharing a house with a non-Jew, the intricacies of who is chayav, who's not chayav, mezuzah, are going to be governed by the shmiras ha-habayis factor. That's not exactly what Kesavish is saying. That seems to be putting shmiras ha-habayis on the pedestal, that the shmiras ha-habayis is a major, major component. It's almost like part and parcel of the intent of the mitzvah. It's for the purpose, so to speak, of the shmira. So that is doesn't seem to be what the Kesavish is saying with the Saram. The Kesavish Saram seems to be saying a different picture, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, finish. As a side benefit, you know, coming out of the, you know, a little quirk that comes out of the mitzvah is the idea of Shmiras Habayis. But Shmiras Habayis is not an integral part of the Asiyas HaMitzvah proper. So there seems to be a machlokes Rishonim, just how far Shmiras Habayis is playing a role, which may ultimately, because the mezuzah of a sadar, according to Rashi, imsach of the dalit, is predicated on Shmiras Habayis, and therefore the seichas chayim in the Torah. If you pull out from under you the idea of Shmiras Habayis, if you go down the root of the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, Shmiras Habayis is not really an engine driving mitzvahs mezuzah, then you probably fall back to a certain extent and beisechel amayit. If it's not yours, then mezuzah is probably not that different from any other mitzvah. So when all the dust settles, this issue of Shmiras Habayis, it's a fascinating halachic hashkafa question whether the shmira is almost like an integral part of the mitzvah, or shmira is almost like a side after benefit, after the facts are over, after you did the mitzvah, and then you get an extra bonus of shmira. That seems to be revolved around all the questions in our sugya, just what mezuzah chovas adar means. If mezuzah chovas adar is for the shmira sabayis, so then yes, it would be chiv derais and the seich. If shmira sabayis is really irrelevant to the intricacies of the halacha, so then it would be hard to believe that the seich would be chayev b'deraisa. Again, just food for thought in terms of perhaps all the different pieces of the puzzle connecting. If what we're saying is correct, that most of the Rishayim, that's from Mega Pasuk, and most of the later Pasuk hold, that the chiv seich is probably on a midrabana that we spoke about. That's why you still have the 30 days mizman is that, and maybe spakes to a certain extent of the kula. So we who probably are night elahokal that chiv is on a midrabana. That means our understanding of mezuzah chovas adar is not a mechayev. Our understanding of mezuzah chovas adar is different. That it's just a pota for the maskir. So that's the case. Then shmiras habayis for us does not play such a critical role. We have probably adopted more correctly the view of the Rambam in the case of Mishnah that shmiras habayis is not really a halachic engine that's driving all that much in terms of mezuzah. And of course, that would explain why we don't put these balachams there. None of us would ever dream of putting those kinds of stuff on mezuzahs. We put a little bit in the back. We write in Shemus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we write Shekai, we write another Remez of Shem of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, even the Rambam was okay with stuff in the back, but that's not really in the mezuzah per se. Rambam was concerned with doing it in the mezuzah proper. So we to a certain extent, seem to accept this idea of the Rambam. This is also, Lefini's 90, also a little bit of a challenge, and a lot of people have this notion that if things go wrong, they start checking mezuzahs and, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, I would say like this, I'm a big fan of checking mezuzahs when the halacha requires to check them. The din is you have to check them twice every 7 years. So you should check mezuzahs no matter what. I don't know whether the immediate reaction should be something went wrong and therefore we go run to go check mezuzahs. I'm afraid when those kinds of things happen that people start falling almost out of line of the mitzvah part and start to put a little bit too much emphasis on the shmira part, a little bit too much emphasis on the you know, thing that the Rambam was coming down hard against. Taking mitzvahs and turning them almost into a little bit more like good luck charms. Yeah, I'm not opposing checking mezuzahs. I'm saying that you have to just be careful that it doesn't spiral out of control. That, you know, start seeing these, you know, 50,000 articles about, well, you know, this was happening in the house, we checked the mezuzah, and all of a sudden, you know, the whole world, you know, you have to be careful with those kinds of things. That's not really.
Rabbi, maybe mitzvahs we do but for Hesia, and we showed everybody, look, we're doing this mitzvah, like tefillin that we wear outside and mezuzah that we show to the rest of the world. There's a different achrayus on us because we put so much emphasis to the outside world. Look, we're doing this mitzvah that when we have a chisar in that mitzvah, that has a different aspect.
I'm not at all coming down against people checking mezuzahs.
I'm talking about the question why it's more chamor.
Maybe.
Do something about ayin hara, you know, anything that we do.
Maybe that's part of it. So again, I just, we should do the mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should have hopefully beautiful mezuzahs, buy very, very nice, beautiful mehudah, 100 mezuzahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu will do the shmir. Our job is not the Shmir. Our part is the mitzvah part. The mitzvah will do the Shmir part. So for mitzvah Shem, you should be zochah. You should wash all the houses in the schus of the kiyum of the mitzvah, all the kiyum of the mitzvah. Okay, so this is pretty much the end of the sugya. Friday, should we have shir? People are still, some people are still around Friday. And people are going to many places. What?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe Friday we'll have this little onion. The Yom HaShir is something I'm not sure of. Maybe, you know, instead of starting a brand new sugya on Friday, okay?